This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Santa Clara, California at ZenCon 2014, and I'm here with my good friend Beth Tucker Long. Beth, we worked together at PHP Architect for what seemed like years and years and years, but it really was a very short time. It was a couple years. But I'm vamping because Rackspace is filling up their sign again. But we work together. But you're now a developer evangelist for CodeClimate.
I am.
So why don't you, we've got several guests here. Why don't you introduce everybody and tell us what they do. And then we'll talk a little bit about what CodeClimate does.
Sounds great. Okay, so once again, I am Beth Tucker Long. And with me, I also have Jeff Rafter, David Calavera, and Brian Helmkamp. So, okay. The CodeClimate crew that's here in Santa Clara, at least.
Yes, and you have a wonderful booth with some fantastic t-shirts. If you're not here at ZenCon, then and getting one of these t-shirts, you're missing a lot because these are the really good ones. These aren't the cheap ones like I give out when I do Coder Fair.
Yeah, if you aren't at ZenCon, let us know. We'll ship you one.
Well, by the time this comes out, no one will be at ZenCon. So.
Right, there you go.
We're talking to those in the future 3 or 4 weeks. Now, I'm just going to throw questions out. Y'all feel free to ask. You, Beth doesn't have to speak for all of you, because I know she's really good at that. But why don't you tell us a little bit about what CodeClimate does?
Sure. So I can chime in on that a little bit.
Okay.
CodeClimate is a project that I started about 3.5 years ago.
And you're Brian.
I'm Brian. I'm the founder and CEO of CodeClimate. And the idea was seeing a lot of software development projects start off when everything was great, easy to add new features, there were no bugs, no security problems, but invariably software projects would run into the same sorts of issues, given enough time, given enough code, and technical debt. So the question was, is there anything that can be done to try to make it easier for developers to have long-term maintainable software projects that don't run into these common pitfalls of maintainability problems, security vulnerabilities, defects, compatibility issues, all the sorts of things that CodeClimate helps teams with today.
Very cool. Now, you support PHP. Your PHP is currently in beta.
That's right.
What other languages do you support?
We also support JavaScript.
Okay.
So for people that use JavaScript alongside their PHP, we can help with both of those things. And we also do Ruby.
Excellent. Well, not excellent. Do you do Ruby? No, I'm kidding. No problem with Ruby whatsoever.
We love all the languages, Cal.
I know. That's excellent. Now, I know a little bit about it because I was on the Crafting Code Tour with Brandon and got to hear the pitch 3 nights in a row, and by the end of it, I could sing along with Brandon. But I know that you're a software as a service for private repos.
Yeah.
But if you've got a public repo on Git now, you're free, right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So the product is completely free for public open source repositories. That's something we've done for a couple years now, and we're very happy about to be able to kind of contribute the service back to the community and to the open source maintainers and contributors who can get value out of it.
Excellent. Okay, time for somebody else to chime in. Specifically, I understand, you help get rid of technical debt. How do you help me? I mean, I've got a WordPress plugin that has, well, let's pretend it's a big one, but it's actually got about 100 lines of code in it. But, it's fully unit tested, 110% coverage. It's, the whole thing. But if I had a larger project, what would CodeClimate do for me specifically to help me solve the technical debt problem?
I can jump in on that.
Okay.
I'm Jeff. And one of the things that we've found is that although you can immediately bring in a repository and you can analyze all of the code and see where any issues are or maybe something that you've left behind, where Code Climate really does great is when you're working on your code over time. And so as you start to make changes to your repository, we'll evaluate whether or not the code is getting worse or better, or if you've left a debug statement in by accident. We'll start digging in for all of these types of bug risks or possible security problems that you're introducing as your code grows over time.
And as far as you know, when I leave a var dump in, it really is on accident. So. I would never put one of those in on purpose with if user equals cow wrapped around it.
Absolutely. Well, and one of the other features that we have is sort of an educational component, and that's handy too. So we're not just going to tell you what's wrong. We're going to teach you why it's wrong and how to fix it. So.
And that's very interesting because sometime yesterday, it might have been during the podcast last night, you had a word for that.
Yeah, we call them readups.
Readups, that's it.
Yeah.
And so that will tell me not only why I got the grade, but what I could do. So you're helping me enforce best practices.
Right, and we're helping you understand why the best practice should be enforced so that it's not just this blanket rule of you should do it this way because we said so. Mm-hmm. We want you to understand, are you bringing in a security risk or is this a bug risk or is this going to hurt your portability or your performance? Why is this a problem?
So it's not just PSR2 because Phil said so.
Right. I mean, that's a valid reason, of course, but, you know, yeah. No, we want to give you some really solid reasons, too, especially because when you take this back to your team and say, we have to fix this, now you can tell them why.
So the ROI of investing the time in setting this up for my project, whether public or private, is that over the long haul, this will help me make sure I'm not introducing bad practices or technical debt into my project, or at least if I am, I know I'm doing it.
At least you're doing it knowingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our goal is to not only make your code better, but to make you a better developer.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. Very good. You haven't said anything. You got anything to say?
No, I don't have anything to say for now.
He's got the coolest accent, so. Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank y'all for spending a little time with us here on Voices of the Elephant. Welcome to the PHP community. It's always great when we have new vendors come in, but new vendors that come in and have enough respect for the community to bring one of our own in an advisory capacity. And you guys have hired Beth, which is just awesome, you know. I basically ignored GitHub until they hired Nairmore, so. But thank y'all for being a part of it. Beth, I'm going to go back to you.
Yep.
The same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
Awesome. Well, my local user group is MadisonPHP, and we are at MadisonPHP.com.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I want to thank y'all for spending some time with us today on Voices of the Elephant, and thank y'all for everything that I know you're going to do for the PHP community. You sponsored the Crafting Code Tour, which was awesome. Me crammed in a small plane with Brandon. I can't thank y'all enough for that. But no, I had a wonderful time on that. So thank you for that, but thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community. And Beth, thank you for everything that you have done for the PHP community.
You're welcome.
So,
we're excited for
Thanks
more.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.